This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. A federal judge sentenced the founder of the far-right militant Oath Keepers, Stuart Rhodes, to 18 years in prison on Thursday for seditious conspiracy and other crimes related to the U.S. Capitol attack after a defiant Rhodes stood before him and insisted he was a political prisoner. Rhodes is the former Army paratrooper turned Yale-educated lawyer who founded the far-right Oath Keepers militia. He appeared in federal court on Thursday to be sentenced for seditious conspiracy and other crimes related to the U.S. Capitol attack, with prosecutors asking for 25 years in prison. The head of the Russian private military contractor, Wagner, has claimed that his forces have started pulling out of Bakhmut in eastern Ukraine. Yevgeny Prigozhin's announcement comes days after he said Wagner troops had captured the ruined city. The millionaire owner, with longtime links to Russian President Vladimir Putin, said in a video published on Telegram that the handover would be completed by June 1st. Just a day earlier, Ukrainian general staff said the heavy fighting was continuing inside the eastern city. Russian President Vladimir Putin chaired a meeting Thursday of the Eurasian Economic Union Council. In his opening remarks, Putin said that he notes with satisfaction that cooperation within the framework of the Eurasian Union continues to strengthen, and our association is consistently asserting itself as one of the independent and self-sufficient centers of emerging multipolar world. The union includes Armenia, Belarus, Kazakhstan, and Kyrgyzstan. The presidents of Azerbaijan, Uzbekistan, and Tajikistan joined as guests. This is VOA News. U.S. and South Korean forces began their largest ever live fire exercises on Thursday, simulating a full-scale attack from North Korea. South Korea's defense ministry said some 2,500 troops from the South and the United States participated as the five-day drills kicked off near the border with the North. More than 650 people were rescued by the Italian Coast Guard from a migrant boat in the Mediterranean Sea on Thursday, bringing the total number of people saved to more than 1,000 over the past 2 days. The boats were believed to have departed from eastern Libya, the Coast Guard said. There were two charities who said a third boat with 500 people on board, including about 100 women and children, was currently missing after having requested assistance. A small company devoted to low-cost space launch systems will take part in an upcoming mission to put an unscrewed lander, an uncrewed lander, on the moon. As Michael Sullivan reports, it's one of the many small companies hoping for a role in a future moon base.
Workers at Scorpius Space Launch Company make a carbon fiber panel for a fuel tank, something like the tank that will take the Nova C IM-1 lander to the moon's surface as early as June of this year. The small Torrance, California-based company is keeping down costs for a scientific venture that will run experiments on the moon, providing a tough, lightweight fuel tank that resists extremely low temperatures. The Nova C lander is designed by a Texas company called Intuitive Machines, and the data it collects will support the International Artemis program led by the U.S. space agency NASA that will return humans to the moon as early as 2025, for the first time since 1972. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.
U.S. President Joe Biden is one of the many praising Tina Turner. He said Wednesday she's a once-in-a-generation talent that changed American music. The legendary singer died Wednesday at her home in Switzerland. She was 83 years old. Turner burst onto the music scene in the 1960s and early 70s with her then-husband Ike Turner on such hits as Proud Mary and River Deep Mountain High. After leaving Ike Turner in 1976 due to his violent behavior, she became a global superstar in the 80s. From Washington, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.